这边有一篇文章是《纽约时报》的文章。
Here is an article from the New York Times.
我本身没有观点。
I don't have any opinions.
我只是觉得他写的有道理，分享给大家。
I just thought it was a good idea to share it with everyone.
他这个文章很美国了。
This article is very American.
这是英文的叙事方式。
This refers to the narrative style in English.
他说有一个话剧叫禁闭。
He said there was a play called Forbidden.
大家反正都不知道，这是
Everyone doesn't know.
1944年5月份在巴黎首演，说的是
This was first performed in Paris in May 1944.
是三个刚刚死去的人，似乎
It's about three people who have just died.
困在一个如同地狱般的客厅里面，可能
Seem to be trapped in a hellish living room.
很聪明，面对
Maybe very smart.
对他们生前做出的种种错误的选择，死
In the face of the various wrong choices they made in their lives,
亡也无法让他们逃脱这
Death couldn't save them.
这些选择，就是他没得选。
These are the choices he has to make.
他只能这样一步一步一步追
He can only do it step by step.
最后到死亡，应该是一个非常出名的话剧。
The last to die should be a very famous play.
他说这部剧现在就极像普京。
He said that this show is now the ultimate Putin.
普京以及叫做普通的俄罗斯民众。
Putin and ordinary Russians.
就极像这个，就是在对乌克兰发动特殊军事行动。
This is just like launching a special military operation against Ukraine.
四年之后
Four years later,
普京现在做出的所有的选择好像都已经没有任何办法了
Now, all the choices that Putin has made seem to have no way out.
你看2022年全面入侵乌克兰以来
Since the full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022,
普京是加强了叫做个人极端个人主义的统治形式
Putin has strengthened a form of rule called personal extreme individualism.
但是仔细分析就会发现这
However, a careful analysis will reveal that
这其实是个陷阱
This is actually a trap.
普京先生使他的国家和社会屈从于一场战争
Mr. Putin has plunged his country and society into a state of war.
而这场战争正在慢慢地消耗俄罗斯的实力
And this war is slowly draining Russia's strength.
耗尽国家的财富
Deplete the country's wealth.
并且吞噬着年轻人的生命
And there is no economic life.
表面上看一切都还可以
Everything looks fine on the surface.
普京找到了为这场耗资巨大的战争
Putin found a way to finance this huge war.
筹集资金的途径
Ways to raise funds,
也避免了经济的崩溃
also avoided economic collapse,
而且还在大量的招募新兵
In addition, they are also recruiting a large number of new recruits.
这些主要是通过高额的现金奖励来实现的
These are mainly achieved through high cash rewards.
而俄罗斯也没有被孤立
And Russia was not isolated.
他和世界上大部分的地区保持着外交跟商业往来。
He maintains diplomatic and commercial relations with most regions of the world.
尽管国内出现一些不满的迹象
Despite the emergence of some signs domestically,
比如说网络封锁、通货膨胀
For example, the network's decentralized inflation,
是他依然能够控制着局势。
The main character still maintains control of the situation.
也就是这个是表面看起来还行。
This looks okay on the surface.
整个俄罗斯。
The whole Russia.
但是维持战争不等于赢得战争。
But maintaining a war does not equal winning a war.
随着普京的军队在前线艰难地取得进展。
As the Russian army makes slow and difficult progress on the front lines,
几乎没有其他的手段来改变战局。
It has almost no other way to change the situation.
如果他进一步增兵,
If he continues to conscript,
那么会在这个民众当中会造成这场战争和他本人极不受欢迎。
Then this war will cause a lot of trouble for the people, and he will be very unpopular.
如果动用就更高端的武器。
If you use more advanced weapons,
比如说战术核武器。
For example, tactical nuclear weapons.
那这显然是一个糟糕的选择。
This is obviously a bad choice.
因为你就算用了核武器。
Even if you use nuclear weapons,
你也不能保证胜利。
You are also guaranteed to win.
反而会导致美国跟欧洲军事强烈的反击。
This will inevitably lead to a strong counterattack from the United States and Europe.
甚至会导致跟中国关系的破裂。
This could even lead to a breakdown in relations with China.
好。
Okay.
那现在就是两种打。
Now it's two types of fighting.
一种是征兵打，不行。
One is that recruitment is not effective.
用核武器其实也不行。
Using nuclear weapons is also not feasible.
那怎么办呢?
What to do?
能不能就打到这里为止?
Can we just stop here?
撤军就不打了。
Withdrawal is not a fight.
从如果俄罗斯接受现有的接触线就。
If Russia first accepts the current contact line,
接触线就是现在打到哪里为止。
The contact line is where the fighting is currently taking place.
那么实际上他现在只占领了乌克兰南部的一块狭长的领土。
In fact, he currently only occupies a narrow strip of territory in southern Ukraine.
这个成果
This achievement
跟他当时发动这场战争
He was the one who initiated this war.
跟俄罗斯民众说的是有很大不同。
It's very different from what I said to the Russian people.
这除了会伤及他的自尊心之外。
Besides, this will also hurt his self-esteem.
作为一名老练的政治老手。
As a seasoned political veteran.
他也会知道这个成果是无法向那些失去亲人的俄罗斯民众去解释的。
He will also know that this achievement cannot be explained to the Russian people who have lost loved ones.
等于承认了这场战争的荒谬性。
This implicitly admits the absurdity of the war.
同时
At the same time,
他的叫做战略思维的缺陷
His flaw is strategic thinking.
跟傲慢自大
Arrogant and conceited.
就会有人来批评。
Then someone will criticize.
这叫做他
This is his name.
他写的叫成为俄罗斯国内一个棘手的政治问题。
This is a thorny political issue in Russia.
现在普京已经把自己就引到了一个陷阱。
Now Putin has put himself in a trap.
他卸任之后
After he resigned.
他的叫普京主义要如何存在?
How can Putinism exist?
他如果卸任
If he resigns,
就他现在辞职也不太行。
It's not very good that he's resigning now.
因为什么？他已经背负了各种形式的永久战争的担子。
Why has he already been carrying the burden of various forms of perpetual war?
他不顶着。
He didn't stand up straight.
你说他培养一个人去给他顶着普京主义。
You said he cultivated someone to be a figurehead for Putinism.
这个人也承受不了。
This person cannot bear it.
就任何未来任何效仿
For any future imitation.
普京的领导人现在都要面对一个装备精良
Now the leaders of Russia must face a well-equipped
身经百战的乌克兰
Experienced Ukraine.
他就在你的眼前。
He is right in front of you.
而且他还不断的日益的军事化。
In addition, it is constantly becoming more and more militarized.
原来打击他
You hit him.
就是为了让他叫解除乌克兰的军事化。
Just to ask him to disarm Ukraine.
他现在不仅没有被解除。
He is not only not dismissed.
而且他打的越打越就无人机啊。
And the more he fought, the more he became a drone.
其实他现在很多的战术经验。
Actually, he has a lot of tactical experience now.
美国这边都在用。
Everyone in the US is using it.
所以如果普京找不到结束战争的出路，
So if Putin can't find a way to end the war,
那么普通的俄罗斯民众也依然无法摆脱这个普京主义。
Then ordinary Russian citizens still cannot escape this Putinism.
那么近期俄罗斯的公众意义被误解了，不满情绪的确存在。
Therefore, the public dissatisfaction in Russia is real, although it has been misunderstood recently.
但是呢，其本质是对普京主义的无力感。
However, this is a reflection of the helplessness towards Putinism.
尽管他屡屡失败，
Despite his repeated failures,
却似乎永无止境。
However, it seems endless.
如今
Nowadays,
总统既没有普京，国内没有出现反战运动。
Neither has the president, nor has there been any anti-war movement within the country.
也没有出现反对党。
There were no opposition parties.
他甚至可以叫做随意的压制民意。
He can even be called arbitrary suppression of public opinion.
连日常的活动都等同于支持。
Even everyday activities are equivalent to support.
就现在俄罗斯就属于这种全民都要鼓掌。
As it is now, Russia is the kind of country where everyone is clapping their hands and cheering.
你不鼓掌，
You don't applaud.
你就是有其他的意见。
You have other opinions.
你看，大多数的俄罗斯人以某种形式在为这个国家工作。
I see that most Russians work in some capacity for this country.
但是他对国家的运作方式却毫无发言权。
However, he has no right to comment on the way the country is run.
那就目前而言，
Currently,
无论从心理还是政治，
Whether from a psychological or political perspective,
想找到一条摆脱这种体制的出路，
I want to find a way out of this system.
都是不可能的。
All are impossible.
没有个人或者机构能够推翻总统，也
No individual or institution can overturn the president.
没有任何可见的途径。
There is no visible way.
能够结束他的统治。
Able to end his reign.
或者有更好的制度取代他。
Or a better system will replace it.
在这种情况之下，
Under these circumstances,
我们或许会看到一些零星的口头的反对。
We might see some isolated verbal opposition.
但这些反对很快就被扼杀。
But these objections were quickly suppressed.
18世纪、19世纪的革命理论家
18th and 19th century revolutionary theorists
强调
emphasize
不断增长的期望作为催化剂
the ever-increasing expectations as a catalyst
让人们感受到更美好的未来。
To make people feel a better future.
以前是用这样的方式。
Previously, it was done this way.
革命就是这样子。
Revolution is like that.
我们现在不好。
We are not good now.
但是不要紧。
It's okay.
你只要坚持革命。
You just need to persevere in the revolution.
我们今后会很好。
We will be fine in the future.
我们的下一代会生活在阳光中。
Our next generation will live in the sun.
基本上，这个十八世纪、十九世纪的革命理论家都是用这种方式。
Basically, the revolutionary theorists of the 18th and 19th centuries used this method.
这叫做用不断增长的期望作为催化剂。
This is called using ever-increasing expectations as a catalyst.
所以现在普京也是一直这么做的。
So, Putin is still doing this now.
他一直不遗余力地确保民众能够保持最低的期望值。
He has always strived to ensure that the public maintains the lowest possible expectations.
把他曾经承诺的繁荣昌盛
The prosperity he once promised.
面向世界的现代俄罗斯不断地宣传给大家。
To the world, modern Russia constantly promotes itself.
但是 现状是什么？
But what is the current situation?
现状是独裁统治和永无止境的战争。
The current situation is dictatorship and endless war.
你以及你只能盲目接受征兵。
You and only you can blindly accept conscription.
征到你小孩。
I'm going to get you.
你只能让他上前线。
You can only let him go to the front line.
所以在这种情况，曾经在普京先生的眼中。
Therefore, in this situation, Putin once saw it as
苏联的解体是一场灾难。
The dissolution of Soulai was a disaster.
但是他以及现在的普京主义。
However, he and the current Putinism
原来最初的承诺是可以带来什么舒适的生活。
The original promise was to bring a comfortable life.
更好的生活水平。
Better living standards.
更高效的治理。
More efficient governance.
他就没有讲过自由。
He never talked about freedom.
他说的是我们的未来会更好。
He said that our future will be better.
我们会有更好的生活。
Then we will have a better life.
更高效的治理。
More efficient governance.
但是现在随着时间的推移，
However, with the passage of time,
这些东西一旦没有实现，
Once these things are not achieved,
大家翻回头来看的时候，
When everyone looks back,
那看得非常清楚，
You can see it very clearly.
俄罗斯国内，他是一个叫做极致的独裁者。
In Russia, he is known as a dictator.
他现在只能展现出一个平庸的国家元首的形象。
He can only show the image of an ordinary head of state.
对俄罗斯经济也管理不善。
Poor management of the Russian economy.
所以现在人家俄罗乌克兰的无人机不断的打击莫斯科。
So now the drones from Russia and Ukraine are constantly attacking Moscow.
不是说周边的冲突中。
Not the conflict around you.
周边的领土是直接打到莫斯科。
The local soil directly defeats Moscow.
所以现在如果俄罗斯要出现称职的领导人，
So if Russia wants to have a competent leader now,
就必须瓦解普京主义，实行和体制合适的制度。
This requires dismantling the Putinist regime and its system.
所以现在就慢慢的开始进入叫后普京时代。
So, we are now gradually entering the post-Putin era.
如果有人出来，
If someone comes out,
他的争夺会非常激烈。
The competition for his attention will be fierce.
如果普京下台，
If Putin falls,
他在二十多年来在俄罗斯建立的这一切稳定局面就会解体。
He has created a stable situation in Russia over the past 20 years, which will collapse.
这不仅仅是战场的局面。
This is not just a battlefield situation.
大家知道像这种国家，政治跟经济是捆在一起的。
Everyone knows that national politics and economics are intertwined.
他一旦倒台，
Once he falls,
所有俄罗斯的
All of Russia's
现在的经济大佬也都会倒台。
Even the current economic giants will eventually fall.
会面临新一轮的洗牌。
Will face a new round of restructuring.
这个就是现在的俄罗斯的局面，叫做普京没有退路。
This is the current situation in Russia, which is called Putin has no way out. Now,
当然我感觉当初他发动2022年的时候。
Of course, I feel that when he launched it in 2022,
发动乌克兰战争的时候，
when the war in Ukraine started,
其实他的选择也不多。
Actually, his choices aren't that many.
但他当时选择了一个还是继续革命的这种方式，去挑动民族主义。
But he chose to continue inciting nationalism by choosing a path of revolution.
用期望去鼓励大家打了这场战争。
Encourage everyone to fight this war with expectations.
那打到现在，
So far,
他其实无非是把一些事情延续了四年。
He was just doing the same thing for four years.
所以这些不是一个国家。
Therefore, these are not a country.
一个民族。
A nation.
能够解决他们自身的问题的方法。
Ways to solve their own problems.
你靠战争不行。
You can't rely on war.
行不通。
No way.